The fact that I am a radio host always astounds me because I get to interview some fantastic people. One being Spike from Swidit, if you're on the other end.
Hey bro, how's it going?
Good, good. It's great to have you on the show today. Firstly, how you doing? What's it up?
I'm doing well, bro. I'm currently in traffic.
fear.
Also, but I love Auckland traffic, so
Awful. So we are here because tomorrow Swidit is releasing a 3-single pack of awesome songs. The focus single Wonders is featuring Western Sydney's own B-Wise and Mikey Dam. It's essentially a modern day love song according to what I'm seeing in front of me, but I want to hear it right from you.
Yeah, I guess for lack of better words, modern day love song.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of just kind of touching on, you know, finding that person that a ride or die, someone you can confide in during tough times, and you know, an unbreakable love.
Fear, which I'm sure we all look for. So the first thing I want to start with is advice you have for up and coming artists and how you got into the industry.
To be honest, just hard work and perseverance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to work on your craft. It's like the whole overnight celebrity thing doesn't exist. It's like anyone that you thought, you know, made it overnight, they didn't. They put in a lot of hours, a lot of work.
Mm.
And so I think it's just good to just keep working on your craft, perfecting it. You know, get out in the scene, go to shows, network, go to parties and stuff, and like just focus on your brand. Build your brand to a point where you know, you got some shine and people want to start working with you and you start getting attention and just keep, you know, building on that momentum.
And I honestly think that this mindset that you guys have obviously got definitely reflects in your awesome tunes. What's it been like having such continual success? Because it's really cool to see.
Yeah, I guess it, you know, feels good. I don't know. I don't really focus on that too much.
Mm.
It's like, you know, the love for the music is always there, and it's just like, you know, that's an added thing to it. But yeah, I don't know. I guess it's just a testament to our hard work and our undying love.
Yeah. And that's why we all do this, right? You know, we do it for the love of music. What are your inspirations right now when it comes to music? Not only the ones that, you know, you've always had, but perhaps some of the more niche or interesting artists that are up and coming that we haven't heard of.
Inspiration? I don't know. Like, it's kind of hard. Like, I haven't really been listening to any new music. Like, majority of the time I listen to, like, you know, neo-soul or R&B.
Mm.
And, yeah, I don't know. Lately, I've been listening to Amy Winehouse again.
Same.
And, I feel like she's given me heaps of inspiration just in terms of the way that she structures her songs, the subject matter, but the way that she delivers it, you know, it's like, it's topics and stuff that we've heard before. But the way she delivers it is like, you know, it's different. And, yeah, I don't know. I just like her honesty.
Same. And honestly, that same honesty is in your guys' music as well. What's it been like forcing yourselves to continually innovate and do new things?
I think that's natural. That just comes with progression and evolution. Like, I would hate to feel stagnant. Like, we could make the same kind of music all the time or the same approach or do the same things, but I don't know, you'd kind of feel like you're in like this kind of vacuum just going around and around. So I think natural growth and, yeah.
Vacuum that we've all had to face this year has been COVID-19. Has that impacted your creative process at all? What was it like locking down?
It affected it in terms of like, you know, being able to like do shows, being able to link up with the boys and create music together.
Mm.
But in terms of creativity, I felt like it just boosted it, you know, if anything.
Mm-hmm.
You had more time on your hands and less to do.
Indeed, thank you so much for coming on today. The reason, indeed, is your 3-single pack, which is to be released tomorrow. Highly anticipated, and we will certainly be playing it. So thank you, Spike, for coming on today. Because it's a 3-single pack and good things come in threes, I've got three Swidit songs coming up as well. Little Did She Know, Ric Flair, and 312. But do you have any final words?
Not just be happy, be yourself, and use your manners.
Praise be. Thank you again for coming onto the show.
bro. Catch you later.